Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrapper screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Pretty good, pretty good for a festival crowd. A lot of times at the festivals, there's a lot of people in the audience that are just like, let's go see that weed guy, he's doing a show. And then when everybody yells, this is Doug Loves Movies, they're like, what's happening? Why are they yelling that? What's the name tag situation like? I'm sure there's some in the front couple of rows. I like the people in the back that also have a name tag. We prepared in one sense, but not in another. And here we are. But there's lots of good ones. Good job, you guys. That's perfect. I wasn't sure how many would show up. It's always a real crapshoot. We're on the second weekend of South by Southwest in the what they call the music portion, and I still like to do a show during that part, even though I'm not music. And I mean, maybe to some ears, but I put a lot of people to sleep, I'm sure. But, because that's what I'd do. I'd listen to podcasts to go to sleep. Have I mentioned yet how great the weed is here in Austin? Yeah, good job, you guys. I mean, I know a lot of you are visiting from other places. But it's always very confusing about whether or not people who live in Austin can get into this show. And I know you guys, some of you, came down here anyway and you got in, right? Yeah. Where people are like all day on Twitter, all week on Twitter, if I show up, can I get in? I'm like, I don't know, because I play a lot of smaller venues during the festival. But this one is always like big and it's opposite, lots and lots of music. So congratulations to you guys for figuring it out. And maybe if we do it every year for another 40 years, it'll fill up one day. I'm so jaded about full houses. Because that's the thing, is there's a lot of people in Austin that you just don't, they're just like, it's at South By, fuck it. There's no way I'm going down there.
and parking and not having a badge and then being turned away. But today, you guys proved otherwise. Dreams come true. Have I mentioned that we're at the State Theater on Saturday, March 19th, 2016? We looked at some name tags. I think the name tags were good. Doug's Plugs, Getting Doug with High goes live tomorrow. No, I'm sorry, Monday at 3:15. Let's go ahead and have a Sunday, you guys. And then on Monday, this is going to happen at 3:15 Pacific time. Go to youtube.com/Doug Benson to watch that live or watch the archives. And then Thursday, March 24th, I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in San Jose. Bring your name tags, and we will play a game at the end of the show. Doug Loves Movies tapings are happening in San Jose, Greenville, Portland. DougLovesMovies.com for more dates, deets, and links. I'm trying to come up with more Nano impressions. If you listen to Doug Loves Movies, you may have heard me do a Nano impression from time to time, and those are just very short impressions. Ross Marquand is he's going to be on Doug Loves Movies soon, and he's the guy that has a lot of great Nano impressions on. He's got them on the internet, on YouTube, and I want to have some ammo when he's on the show. I want to have a Nano off with this guy. So here's Andre 3000. In honor of Music Weekend, this is Andre 3000 taking an oath. I've already got Christopher Walken when he finds out his plane has been canceled. Why? And Christoph Waltz after seeing a mouse. Eee! So it's always an honor to be here at South by Southwest and do various shows. And the Master Pancake guys, the Moto Panakaku guys are based here in Austin. And I sit in with them. And we, every year for 4 years now, we've mocked a different Leprechaun film. And this year we did Leprechaun 4 in space. But they make these slides to say what other attractions are going on, and they show them in front of every movie. So every movie, especially when I'm there in the audience, it's always so embarrassing that just because of the program they use to make these slides, they have to say who the director is. And they did this last year too, directed by Doug Benson. Like, and John Erler from Master Pancake, like, we directed Leprechaun 4 in space. Like, that would be such an amazing credit to have. I wish I could just own it. Just walk around going, yeah, I directed that. And then the guy who introduced the Master Pancake was thinking that he was just introducing a screening of Leprechaun 4 and that the director of that movie is Doug Benson and that Quentin Tarantino is a huge fan of director Doug Benson. So that was weird. But anyway, you could take that down now. I don't know how long that's been up here. Has it been up there since I walked out here? Take that shit down. Oh, thank you. All right. What other business do I have to take care of here? But that was, maybe next year they can make a slide. Because they could. They say, well, you have to put a director in there. Yeah, put in the director of Leprechaun 5 in the hood. Just put his name on there next year. Problem solved. Not that it's a problem for anyone, really. The prize bag includes a sippy cup from when I saw Disaster the Musical on Broadway. Very entertaining show and a great sippy cup. Had really good vodka in it, a vodka you guys may have heard of called Tito's. Which, oh yeah, I ordered one of those for this performance today. I hope that's in the neighborhood. I brought, is it over on Lamar? Local street reference. I always am aware of the listeners. I want to keep them involved. I brought some VHSs, as I often do these days, an episode of the classic animated show, The PJs. The episode is called Survival in the Hood, because they were always having a lot of fun with the impoverished nature of the characters. And then an episode of a show called Movie Stars,
He's Reese. He's here. Get used to it. So I don't know what that title's in reference to. I don't know who Reese is. Maybe it was the character played by Harry Hamlin. Do you guys remember that show? Oh, this isn't supposed to be in there. That's just I emptied out a bag of weed and I didn't want to leave it in the hotel room. Oh, there's a shirt for Smile Train. This is a great charity that they fix cleft palates of children in third world countries and change their lives. And yeah, it's neat. Go ahead and applaud for them. Another great organization. This is a Houston Normal beach ball. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but when I play a giant theater like this to a capacity crowd that is pumped for the holiday, I mean, for South By, I'm going to blow this up and then I'm going to knock it into the crowd. Or I'm just going to pop it in front of everyone and you guys will cry like children. Right? I should have put some sort of weed juice in it or something. Make this worth my while. I gotta fill it. You can't just pop a, you can't throw a flat ball out into the crowd. The listeners love this. Very nice. Yeah, who knew that guy had any lung power whatsoever? That was pretty exciting. So I think I'm gonna kick it out into the crowd the first time that something, you know, like somebody wins a point or, you know, when something exciting happens. That's when I'll throw it out there. Because if I just did it right now, then you guys would be batting it around while I'm just sitting here. I'd feel so alone. Let's get my guests out here because they've got more to contribute to the prize bag. I didn't even tell you everything that I put in there. Holy shit. Several episodes on DVD of The West Wing. Yeah, it's a great time of year for political, whatever that is, comedy, dramedy. Some CDs from Dance Hall Crashers, Otto Vaughn, and Our Lady Peace. Yeah, I liked all of them at one time. And a T-shirt that somebody gave me somewhere, I'll just give them a plug anyway. I think it's a band called Another Pearl Harbor. Has anybody heard of that? Did you say too soon or typhoon? Some rolling papers from a place right here downtown called the Smoking Caterpillar. And yeah, they provided those. And some buttons from True TV Presents Those Who Can't with the Grawlicks. I wish I knew what any of that meant. Oh, and a sticker for At Midnight Live in Texas. Did you guys watch the Periscope of that? That was crazy. I know, not everybody got to see it, because Periscope. Let's get my guests out here, you guys. Please give a big, warm music weekend of South by Southwest to Owen Edgerton, Matt Bearden, Open Mike Eagle, and Martha Kelly. Oh, Matt was handing me the drink that I was requesting, and I tried to get him to put it in the prize bag. But thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Wait, what? Somebody's heckling us.
Yes.
What happened?
I think they were saying, yay, Matt. I think they're complimenting him on bringing you a drink.
Bringing alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience bringing alcohol.
Great job, Matt. Woo, I'm for Matt, that guy is saying. You don't have to take sides. I think you should love everybody. And let's start with making his first ever appearance on Doug Loves Movies. Open Mike Eagle is here, you guys.
Hey. Hello, everyone.
Has performed a few times here already at the festival, yes?
Yeah, man. Just got off stage right now.
You just walked off stage and came right over here.
Yeah, I'm very sweaty and disgusting right this minute.
Well, I'm glad you sat a couple seats over.
I did.
I appreciate that.
Apologize to you guys, to the immediate left and the right.
I'm having some problems breathing as it is because I just filled a beach ball. Yeah. And so I don't need any crazy smells going into my situation. And how many times have you been to South By?
Oh, this is my 7th time down here.
I love that they gave you a microphone that looks like you're reporting on South By. Here with a live report from the Stateside Theater, it's Open Mike Eagle. Mike, what's going on down there at the Stateside?
I don't know, but they offered me $20 to hold this microphone, and I said yes.
You look like you'd be a South By reporter.
That's right.
Yeah, you got it down. And you brought us something for the prize bag?
I did. I brought my second album on vinyl, Rappers Die Natural Causes, and a cassette I made with my buddy Serengeti called Kavanaugh Time and Materials. And this is straight off my merch table, so I'm basically putting $30 in the prize bag.
There you go.
Wow.
Very generous.
After Thank getting paid so $20 to hold the microphone, you're still down $10.
Yeah. It's really not working out for him.
I got some work to do today.
Yeah. And a true musician's salary right there.
And of course, Owen is always watching after the money because he's a greedy leprechaun. Owen Edgerton is here, everybody. And as a member of Motu Panakeku, he always plays, not always, but whenever lucky enough to have him, he plays the leprechaun in a sketch while we show the leprechaun, whichever year we're on. I think you've done it 3 times.
Yeah. Actually, even when we're not watching a leprechaun movie, I play a leprechaun.
I do like that you just show up looking leprechaun-like always.
It's part of my blood.
Today you're looking pretty like a civilian.
Yeah, I've got my civilian. I'm actually wearing my Marty McFly blue jeans from Back to the Future because they were they were clean. Cleaner than my leprechaun outfit, which got soiled.
Did you have fun at that leprechaun for
I did.
Mockery?
I did. For a long time, I was getting in that costume, and you had to do a bunch of the jokes on your own, but that
yeah,
was a,
I was
a
all right with that.
That was a brilliant, scary, sci-fi fantasy extravaganza, that movie.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, that's one of those movies that with each minute that goes by, I remember less of it.
Yeah.
It's going really fast.
And I thought about what you were saying about you being listed as the director, right? And I was like, if they listed the real director, by South By rules, they'd have to fly in the director.
Oh, for reals?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'd have to fly. So, number 5 was made by a guy named Rob Spira, who I'm not familiar with his work, except he made Bloody Camp 2. It was one of his movies. And I think it'd be great if we
I'd be happy to fly that guy in.
He got a phone
call. And then just watch us talk shit about his movie.
Yeah. You wouldn't tell him that. You'd tell him, we're doing a retrospective.
No, don't do that to the guy. It's a tribute.
Leprechaun 5.
Yeah, but that'd be fine with me. Or just figure out some way to not have it say that I'm directing the Leprechaun movies.
I'll talk to some people, see what I can do.
Thank you very much. visiting us. Oh, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
Oh, yeah, for the prize bag. So I bought a book that I wrote called The Book of Harold, The Illegitimate Son of God. And then I thought, well, that's a little bit self-conceited because people don't read. So I'm also a little bit, I got kind of an unhealthy obsession with Christian rock music, especially the really sexy Christian rock. So I made a mix, a playlist, a mix called Owen's Lovin' on Jesus Playlist. And it really is, if you just turn off your theology and open your heart, because there's some... There's a lot of Jesus, Be inside of me, come inside of me, Jesus. I mean, a lot of that. And it's pretty great. My wife and I get off to it pretty good. It's a...
My wife.
So that's, shall I bring
it
down?
Yeah, I'll pass that on down. Thank you very much. We'll throw that in the bag. And now please welcome visiting us for the second time. And she was a smash the first time around. It's Martha Kelly, everybody.
Hooray! Hooray!
She loves being put on the spot with difficult movie trivia.
Yes.
It really makes her happy, as you can see right now. She's raring to go. Can't wait. So excited. And what'd you bring us for the prize bag?
I brought nothing great, but a little bit better than last time when I just had a child's bracelet. This is... These were purchased at Walgreens last night. I got a Star Wars day to time calendar for 2016.
Oh, great. There's still a few months left.
And then...
still got 9 months to go.
Some Ghirardelli almond milk chocolate Easter eggs.
Ooh. Oh, all right.
Is that everyone likes candy.
Yeah, those are probably pretty amazing, actually. I think we should just maybe break those open and have them. No, all right, I'll put them in the bag. And Baskets season 2?
Yes.
It's happening?
Yeah, yes.
Did they call you?
I found out.
This would be so cruel if you're not in season 2.
I found out about it on the internet, but then later talked to people. But I found out.
Some people talked to you?
Yeah.
And it's good to go.
Yeah, it's not till we shoot in September. I'm having a little bit of an anxiety attack about wearing a skirt on a stool and being short. So is it not? It's not obscene, right? I can't.
How's everybody doing? Is it all right?
Okay.
The front row, the guy with the helmet in the front row is big thumbs up, which worries me that it's your exact fears are being realized. He's a little too happy about it.
Okay.
But yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's just I'm short and I didn't think about the stools and.
Would you like to stand?
No, it'd be worse at this point. I'm just gonna let it.
I'm such a gentleman. Would you like to stand? How about leaving? That's an option.
I might leave.
You're doing great though. You're sitting exactly like a lady should in the situation.
Thanks, Doug.
And we're very excited for you for another season of that show. And
thank you.
September, that's going to be a fun summer for you. You got a great gig in September.
Yeah.
Right? Is that a good way to look at it?
Yeah, that is a good, much better way to look at it.
Why? How are you looking at it? I'm dreading.
Like I'm running out of money. Why aren't we shooting till September? That's how I look at everything. Where's the money?
You got to go into the bank and just go, Baskets season 2. Just give me a loan. It's a done deal. It's happening. And did we introduce everybody? No, we did not. Matt Bearden is here.
Hello! Duck Loves Movies, hello to you wonderful hometown crowd.
From the Dudley and Bob Experience.
We have changed the name to The Experience.
Yes. Just The Experience?
Yes, that's it.
Morning.
Just The Experience.
The Experience. KLBJ. But thank you for being here. I know
thank you.
This is late.
I know. Any opportunity to look up Martha's skirt, I am down for 100%.
Yeah, you got those desks and stuff when she comes in and does the radio show. So he's finally got a great opportunity.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, Matt? Have you gone to any South by Southwest things?
I have not, but not out of any kind of... just because I have small children who are on spring break, and they want to go do... I will tell you this. I got... Oh, holy shit, it was amazing. I don't want to brag, but... and I know this is an audience that loves movies, and this is not a movie, but when you hear this, you won't ever want to watch movies ever again. But I, this week, saw two capuchin monkeys dressed as cowboys riding on dogs herding sheep. So fucking, I can't experience joy from anything else ever again. It is over. Plus, the guy who trained the monkeys was like what you would expect at a rodeo, and he, in front of the crowd, held up a monkey and said, "This isn't a monkey. This is a dream. This is a little boy's dream." And I'm not trying to make fun of him, but he did start crying on a microphone about how much he loved his monkey. And I was like, this can't get any better. And then he goes, "I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican. I'm an American." And I was like, oh, fuck yes, it's getting better. And then he goes, "What this world needs is not to have Democrats and not to have Republicans. We just need to be Americans." And I was like, fuck, I like this guy's message. And he goes, "And we need Jesus in our schools." And I was like, oh, those kind of Americans. Just those kinds of Americans. Oh, you just asked how I was. Sorry. Got very excited.
I think that guy's on my playlist.
Yeah.
He does a slow jam.
It was amazing. So that was my self-plug.
You lost me at "it's not a monkey" because you set it up that it was a monkey.
No, he was
so
just saying
that. So when
that
guy said "it's not a monkey," I was like, this guy's not saying anything interesting.
It was actual monkey, but somehow he was saying that he always wanted a monkey since he was a child. And so,
right. It's not a monkey. It's a dream of a child.
He said, but then I got to shake the monkey's hand and all was forgiven, so... Pretty awesome. For your prize bucket...
You didn't have to give him anything to shake his hand, or did the guy give him a treat after he
took said, "I don't want anyone to have to go as long as I went to have their dream, so if anybody wants to stick around afterwards, you can..." And he said, I swear to God, he said this, "Y'all, I'm going to come by and everybody can touch my monkey." And I was like, fuck yes! Yes! Yes!
And so you just reach out and the monkey just sort of touches your finger, or what's the touch like?
I don't like, we did a full-on
handshake.
Full-on handshake with a tiny little monkey? Oh, dude, it was so good. I am living on cloud whatever that cloud is that you live on after you shake the hand of a monkey.
You're talking like Ross's monkey on Friends, right?
It didn't bite. I was afraid of it. And he goes, "Don't be afraid. He's never bitten anyone. He loves everyone. He loves children. Little Christian children." He'll bite the shit out of a non-believer, but...
What'd you bring for the prize bag?
Self-serving. I brought, I printed up 2,500 of these notebooks for a Punch comedy show that I used to do, and sold 3 of them. So I'll be giving these away for the rest of my life. And my $3,000 is your gain. And then the very last, I had 5 of these, and I think I've given a couple to some of your guests, but this is my very last sealed copy of Geely. Unless you were at last week's taping of Doug Loves Movies, and then you know it was the Jiggly. So that's inside for people who...
All right.
There you go.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you, dude.
All that is in the prize bag for some... Do we got everybody's stuff, right? All right. Somebody's going to win all this stuff, and it's too much stuff for this one bag even. So have fun carrying this around for the rest of the day.
Oh,
that's a good move. That was way to unpack that bag.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah. Have fun carrying that bag around after you have to come up here and pack it the back up.
They don't do that enough on Price is Right. Just here's your prizes. Just a pile of stuff. Good luck getting it wherever you're going with it. Have a nice flight back to the Midwest. So, Martha, what was the last motion picture that you witnessed with your eyes on any format?
On Netflix, I watched Fatal Attraction. I'm sorry, I haven't seen anything more recent.
Was that a repeat viewing of that one?
Yes.
Were you, was it research for something? Like, were you about to cook rabbit?
I just honestly wanted to see if it was as bad as I remembered it. And not that it's a bad movie, but it's a terrible story. Mm. I mean, it's a sad story.
Sure.
There's a pregnant lady who gets shot.
Mm. Oh.
Glenn Close at the end. Sorry, spoiler. It's a bummer. It's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
I meant to watch
Originally, the movie didn't end with her coming to life and getting shot. It ended with him just going to jail, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Owen's nodding yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, wait, and he's the magical
jail?
Leprechaun of movie trivia.
I am, mate.
But wait, Michael Douglas's?
Michael Douglas goes to jail in the original.
But for what?
For cheating on a woman.
for getting throat cancer.
That's weird.
Oh.
Oh, really? It's it seems early to ooh at me.
Yeah, he got over it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he go on Oprah and say, I got this from eating pussy?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. All right.
Really? Yeah, this is...
Thanks, Martha, for opening up that conversation. It was a good convo starter.
Sorry.
Mike, have you been to the movies lately?
Last movie I saw was The Big Short.
Oh, that's a good one, right?
It was great. I loved it. Loved it a lot.
Very educational. Some humor in there.
Yeah, good story, too, and, like, great performances. It was really good.
Yeah, Christian Bale, like, went out of his way to be exactly like the guy he was portraying, and it's a guy none of us have ever seen or heard, but apparently it's spot on. Like, he's really exactly doing that guy. It's like, okay, that's impressive, I guess. If you invented a character that acted that way, it'd be like, okay, that seems right. Seems legit. Stock genius likes to play the drums in his office.
Okay. He actually played those drums, too, right? He had to learn how to play the drums.
That's what I mean. The guy learns, like, he has to learn all this shit for every part. Like, in Batman, he had to learn to speak two different ways. let me go ahead and give this a try. How's this? Perfect. End of voice rehearsals.
I guess we should be mad at whoever greenlit that voice, right? We should be mad at whoever heard him do that and say, yes, keep doing that.
They definitely he didn't have as many lines. He didn't talk much, you know, as it went on, because I think that, like, everyone probably thought, like, on his third go round, Christian Bale must have just been like, oh, I need a lozenge, you know? It must have just been brutal. Like, he just preferred the days where he's just Bruce Wayne sitting around crying.
He's so rich and lonely and parentless.
Yeah, that was less emotionally taxing than having to talk like this all day. I heard that sometimes they just have Henry Rollins standing off camera and he just say the lines in his regular speaking voice. Who's next? Where are we going?
This morning I watched Pee-wee's Big Holiday. And it is delightfully stupid. And if you haven't seen it, I would recommend seeing it. Well, I liked it. That's as far as I go.
My takeaway from that is stupid.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, you? No. It's not. I mean, it's stupid, but that's
right. Like, delightfully stupid to me is like a little red flag that I'm gonna just find it straight up stupid.
Well,
minus the delight. Well, yeah. How does it stack up to all previous Pee-wee stuff?
It seems like it was made faster. Does that make sense as a criticism? I don't like to criticize. I can't make a fucking movie, so I don't want to criticize somebody's movie.
Well, of course, the first one, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, was like, it was a major feature film.
It was
Tim
incredible.
Burton, and it was, you know,
but
they probably spent,
like,
you know,
16,
2 days
so.
On every scene, you know, but this one was, you know, probably made a little quicker.
It was fun. I watched it with my 3-year-old son, who laughed at the whole thing. He couldn't follow I don't think he could follow the plot, because he's fucking stupid. But he when they
see what I'm
Goofy
saying
Santa,
there? Like, you seem to yield you use the word stupid
twice.
In a very, it's very...
I don't have a big vocabulary. Make America great. It was stupid. Stupid movie. Stupid. Lame. That's my really good Trump impression. Do you like it? Fucking nailed it.
I can't wait for your son to find this podcast. At age 11.
He's going to have to go through, like, so much stand-up comedy about me calling him terrible names before he gets to this. And really, he's not going to be anything new. He knows he ruined my life. And he's well aware. He's well aware. I'm not going to let him forget it. But he loves, because there's lots of noises. I'm not going to call them stupid noises. I'll just say there are lots of noises. And I actually liked it. I let myself.
You mean like boring, that kind of thing?
Yeah. There's this scene. I don't want to, spoiler alert. There's a thing he does with a balloon. You know that little thing where you
okay.
go.
Yeah.
With a balloon?
So there's an important fart in this movie. That's what
it's
you're trying to say.
It's not even a fart. He just makes that high-pitched noise for like 15 minutes of the movie, and it's awesome. It was a part where I just was like, I'm gonna allow my, you know, it's hard for me to just have fun, because I have to be like, my brain's broken, because my parents didn't hug me, and I'm passing that on to the next generation, keep that going, and it's good, I liked it.
Do you have any dogs?
I do have a dog, I think. I haven't seen
him
in a while.
What'd your dog think of the balloon scene?
Well,
I don't think they care for that noise.
Yeah, it wasn't around. It wasn't around.
Check it out next time.
All right.
Owen, what about you?
Last movie I saw Slash.
Today, at the Topfer
with the writer-director Clay Lifford, who's in the front row here today for Doug Blue
Movies.
There
he is.
Slouches down.
I think it was my favorite movie.
Thanks for the heads up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he's right there.
Oh, yeah, before we start talking.
I was ready to talk some serious shit about that movie.
Delightfully stupid.
I was going to say...
My three-year-old liked it.
It is kind of pitched at a three-year-old... Because three-year-olds are into... They're already starting to write erotic fan fiction.
Yeah. And they're unclear about the sexuality... As am I, so it works.
Well, right in front of Clay, let's hear it. What's your review?
I loved it, because it is a lot about, you know, not knowing if you want a girl teenager or a boy teenager, which is every day for me.
I thought it was...
And dressing in comic book costume characters. It was great. I thought it was fantastic. It really was. It was my favorite movie of South by Southwest. So I thought it was fantastic. And I would say that even if Clay weren't here and giving me evil eyes as I talk. So,
how many movies did you see this year? Oh, just that one. But
yeah.
And
the bumpers. I saw that one and the bumpers before the movies.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a terrible competition because he put the camera in the right place in his film. So... the bumpers on South by, if you didn't see any this year, are just a facial eclipse.
you're going to find out half the people here worked on
those
bumpers.
Oh, I'm sure they did, yeah. No, I mean, you know, effort was made, clearly.
Yeah.
Well, I like the music. So...
But
I like the titles. Like, whenever somebody says, I like the titles, like, wow, you're really working hard to compliment that thing.
Let's just say someone was talking over the bumpers and you let them stay for that. Keep talking over the bumpers.
What?
I was going to say, like, if someone was talking over the bumpers, you wouldn't kick them out.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it was a joke. Can you edit that out of the actual podcast?
People wouldn't talk during the bumpers because it was two people. You're watching two people in the theater talk and they're talking like this. And they're like, what's going on? I think it's going to be, do you want a taco? You know, and it's like... What the fuck is happening? And they keep talking about how they're at South by Southwest and they're always in an empty fucking theater. What kind of... Who did they pay off to get in before everyone else? All right, so this is so inside. Not baseball, but South by. And I have seen so many films, including Slash, that I think I knocked it out of the park in terms of I liked everything I saw. When people are like, what was the standout? What was your favorite? Like, I just start having to like list off movies because I've really enjoyed everything I saw this year. I saw a few less movies this year. I was like a little bit more like I'm gonna try to see movies that are have somebody involved with it that I'm like interested in their work, you know. But I still try to stay away from plot descriptions. Erotic fan fiction convention was all I needed to hear for your film, and I was like, I'm there. And then once I was there, I was like, oh, but the leads are children? I don't know how I feel. But it's very sensitively handled.
Yeah.
And and I think every teenagers that are like the ones depicted in the film will be very, very thrilled to see it, because if they feel the way the characters in the movie do, ashamed that they're young and into dreaming of Harry Potter and pornographic situations. Not Harry. You can't say Harry Potter in the movie, can you? You could say it, but you didn't. You respect Harry too much.
You say Dumbledore.
For your own private work, right? Yeah, you respect Warner Brothers.
The legal team of Warner Brothers.
Yeah. But In a Valley of Violence was the movie I was watching where there was a guy came in late, and the only reason I even noticed him, he was sitting like right where this gentleman's sitting. Like wave your name tag around a little bit. Okay, so there's a guy doing that. No, keep doing it. So there's a guy doing that in the theater, and no, keep going. Like, I'm telling you, he didn't put his phone down. Yeah, that's the equivalent of the guy on his, he had his brightly lit big phone out, and a guy sitting next to me way up there came all the way down to him and said, hey man, put away your phone. And the guy put it in his pocket, and then he went back to his seat, and then a couple minutes later, the guy started up again. And he was like, it wasn't even like he was texting like an emergency or, and not could have just walked out if he had to text an emergency. But he was also just looking at videos. Like he was watching other shit. But nobody was saying anything to him. Nobody from the theater was, you know, none of the ushers were saying anything. So I finally couldn't take it anymore. And the movie probably had like 5 minutes left, but I couldn't stand it anymore. So I got up and walked over. I said, kneeled down next to him. I was like, hey man, what's with the fucking phone? And he's like, whoa. And he was drunk, but you know, I was high, so you know. So I go, you know, just get the, you know, just take it outside. Just get the fuck out of here. And so then he's up on his feet and he's like, what are you fucking, it's almost over anyway, was his first excuse. And I was like, just, you know, just go outside. And then he said, don't disrespect me, bro. To which I responded, get the fuck out. And then he left the theater and I went back to my seat, and a lot of people were very puzzled that why are people yelling at each other while we're watching the conclusion of this exciting movie. But that's the story. And then the next day on Twitter, I saw a tweet, hold your applause. Because the very next day on Twitter, I saw a tweet from a guy saying, fucking jackass comedian Doug Benson was texting during a movie and got thrown out at South by Southwest. I'm like, oh my God, the story's already flipped against me? Maybe Trump is right about the media. But I fixed it right away, and I didn't intend to tell the story. I didn't mean to bore everybody with it, but it was very exciting.
That beach ball has the shape of Texas made up of little tiny weed leaves. So.
Yeah, it does.
I like how usually when a beach ball goes in a crowd, there's a lot of up with it, but this crowd's has been spiking the shit out of this ball into each other's faces.
They're taking this very seriously.
They're aggro.
How well
very
do,
upset.
How
I
well
think do, these guys are pretty good at this.
Yeah, we know what's coming about.
Yeah, because there's plenty of spots where it could fall in between, but people are...
I think we have some junior varsity volleyball players in the house.
Somebody's going to get an elbow in their eye. Oh, everybody hates you.
Oh, you had a chance.
Just keep hitting it back to the same person over and over again.
This is the finest thing to podcast.
Yes, this is.
It is.
It's actually great, though.
Doug loves ball batting.
That's right.
You know what we should do is catch the ball.
Just knock it around.
We should catch the ball and make the same noises and fool everybody listening to the podcast.
Huh? Theater of the mind.
Keep it going.
That Paul beat poor people.
How long, like seriously, how long before people would start to leave if it was just this? Hey, you guys, ASAP Rocky.
Oh, right.
No!
Broken nose foul.
This is when you take it away from them. Oh. When it gets on stage.
Are you okay? I got you right in the face. You all right?
What a gentleman, caring.
Yeah,
I care.
Look at you.
I care about people.
I treat it more like when a 2-year-old falls down. You just like pretend it didn't happen. If nobody's looking, you know, there's no reason to cry if nobody's watching. I think I've got another album title. So this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Yeah!
One of you guys has to win on behalf of an audience member so that somebody gets to take home the prize pile. And all you got to do is get up and go and select the there's a person just waving his cane in the air.
Wow.
So wait.
Just grab anyone that you like for whatever reason, any personal reason you like it.
Okay.
And bring it back to your seat.
I like helmet guy here.
While you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everybody, we all know good things come in sets of three. What does that have to do with anything? Well, get this, March is the third month of the year. It also happens to be our friends over at Harry's 3-year anniversary as a business. And if you're new to Harry's, I've got a special deal for you to try 3 of their expertly crafted 5-blade German razors, a handle, and shave cream for just $10 with the offer code Doug, D-O-U-G. They sent a box over to Douglas Movies headquarters, and I can assure you that these blades are high quality and super duper sharp for a nice, comfortable shave. Harry's is the only shaving company that has both amazing quality and low prices. Quality, German engineered, 5-blade cartridges, close, comfortable shave, no cuts or burn, quality guaranteed. Full refund if you're not happy. Price, factory direct prices. Cut out the middleman, ships right to your door. Harry's sell their blades at half the price of the leading brand. Want proof? Over 1 million guys have already made the switch, and thousands more switch every day. Why pay $32? Outrageous for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for one half the price at harrys.com. The Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. For just $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 razor blades. Harry doesn't like to discount because their prices are already really low, but we've worked out a special offer for you guys. Harry's will give you $5 off your first order with the promo code Doug. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Go to harrys.com right now. That's harrys.com. Use the code Doug at checkout. Back to the show. We're back. Who are you playing for, Owen? It looks like you got the helmet.
I do. I've got the helmet of Brian Green. I'm reading Brian, playing for Brian Green.
And he just held up his helmet.
A helmet.
His motorcycle helmet.
It kind of looks a little Star Warsy, and it's kind of cool. It's Star Warsy, isn't it? Yeah, it's very Star Wars.
He says it's Star Warsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep saying that.
He was the guy looking at Martha's skirt earlier, and...
Well, we solved that problem with a nice big name tag.
Mm-hmm. She is covering herself up nice.
Pretty nicely, yeah. Who are you playing for there, Matt?
I'm playing for Carla.
Oh, I love it.
She has like the Cars
logo.
Classic
Cars logo.
Not the band, but the movie,
yeah.
Which would make more sense. And it's big and shiny, and those
it's
are the
so
things
shiny.
That need to get my attention.
I can't believe it, man. Keep it up, because I'm going to get a picture of everybody
right
here.
Okay.
Once we get all the... everybody describe it. What are you doing? Yours? What's yours there, Mike?
This is a full Metal Jacket poster, and it says full Maddie Jacket. And I didn't get this gentleman's name, but I'm going to assume it's Maddie.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Okay.
And what's scribbled on there? Did I already autograph it?
I believe you did. You have.
All right, cool. Welcome back to the show. Congratulations on getting picked this time.
I put it on.
Well, I'm sure he would appreciate that if you sign it and give it back to him at the end. And Martha, the gentleman that I asked to be an example when I was telling my cell phone story, his sign made it up on stage. And what does it say on it?
It says, "I have a boner." And his name is Bo, but Bo. I picked it
Boner.
Because he clearly put as much effort into it as I would if I was making a song, which is very little, and it's endearing.
You know, I was looking at that sign a moment ago before it was chosen, when it was put up earlier, and I thought this U was a V, and I thought it was, yeah. I have a beavener.
Which, you know, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
When you've never been on the show before and suddenly everybody's holding up a bunch of signs.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't throw you off again. We're going to play some games, and they're not too complicated. And don't feel bad if you lose, because, like I've already said, who wants this pile of stuff? Anyway, someone would be happier just to have that one beach ball than this entire pile of stuff.
Does the beach ball?
This lady will trade her own leg. What is that?
She's trying to trade her cane for that beach ball. She's going to walk home on that beach ball like a seal.
All right, let's play some games. I wrote some stuff down on this piece of paper. It's going to come in handy. And
how much of a stoner are you that you want to trade the normal beach ball for your cane? How will you get home?
She's on the move. Oh, she can stand.
And
she's
talk.
She's also taking an oath.
She's balancing on one foot. She's letting you know.
All
sorry.
Right. Okay, hop along. I guess, of course, Eileen, thank you very much. Audience jokes.
This is all my fault.
All right. We got our name tags. Let's play. Oh, this is exciting. I can't believe this is happening. What time is it, you guys? How are we doing on time? Oh, shit. We're way behind schedule. That makes me even more excited about this. We're going to play a game we've never played before on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, first time ever. Could be a huge failure, but I like it. I think you guys are going to do great.
Very encouraging. It's delightfully stupid, this game.
Matt works across the hall from a nice couple of people named Jason and Deb.
I do.
The 101X here in Austin. And they have a game that they play on that show that whenever I play it, I clean up. I embarrass everyone. And it's because it's an IMDb game, and IMDb, and I had just flat out told them I'm stealing it for my podcast, and they said I said I'm gonna put your name on it. You'll get credit for it, and they said take it with our blessing. So this is the first time we're gonna play Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Yes. When you look up an actor on IMDb, they will list four things that actor is quote unquote known for. And sometimes there's a TV show in there, so you can signify that if the situation seems to warrant it. But it's mostly films that, you know, like four films they're known for. And I have no idea the metric of how they choose. I mean, we may figure it out as we play this game a bunch of times, but I like to think it's just their most four famous movies, but it doesn't seem to pan out that way, usually. It's interesting choices that they make. So I'm going to name a movie, and you can jump in right then if you want. You could say your own name is how you jump in. And the first person that says their own name after one movie, you're going to name the actor whose page this is. So that's a daring move, because if you're wrong, that's negative 1 point. Yeah, you can't ever be wrong in this game. Oh. Finally penalizing people for being wrong. Finally. No. So
So you're basically, most of the time, you're going to want to wait to hear that second movie. And then when you can think of an actor that was in both those movies, or actress, or whatever, then you can jump in then. If you guess correctly, then the remaining number of movies that IMDb lists, you and you alone get to guess what they are, and for each one, you get a bonus point.
Wow.
Yeah. First person to 5 points is our winner.
Oh, it's a lot of math in this.
Oh, you don't worry. I brought a pen.
No good.
I'm a prepared stoner. This one's out of ink. I'll be back in 20. any questions?
No, I think we're ready. I think we're ready to go.
Let's do this. Interstellar.
Matt, no, I never mind. I'll take the negative 1 point.
You're not gonna even guess?
Yeah, rather than take the negative one, just guess somebody.
I was gonna say Jodie Foster and realize I'm thinking of Contact. Different movie altogether. Different movie altogether. I got so excited to play something new, yeah. And I wish I wasn't in front of people right now. I'd rather be at home.
All right, so that's negative 1 for you. Okay, the next title is The Wolf of Wall Street.
Just somebody say Jodie Foster, do it.
I haven't seen The Wolf of Wall Street, but Matthew McConaughey?
You have to buzz in with your name.
Owen.
What's that?
Owen. My name, right?
Present. And you're saying Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Is that hilarious? Because he was in Contact.
Yeah.
And yes, I should have just
answer,
done it.
The answer is Matthew McConaughey.
I hope you die. On the way home, I hope you
but
die.
But now there's two more, so you can get up to 3 points. If you can guess the other two films, you get two guesses. Owen Edgerton. Owen only. Don't try to help him out from the crowd.
Clearly, Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
All right, that's one.
And I'm going to go for a local favorite, Dazed and Confused. Because he should be known for that.
Yeah, they decided to go with the one he won the Oscar for, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
And
Dallas.
But bringing it around to Austin,
yeah.
Jeff Nichols' Mud was the fourth one that they listed.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay. Should have guessed that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you didn't get any bonus points, but you did get that 1 point. So
you sure Ghost of Girlfriend's Past
that
was
puts
another?
Girlfriend's Past is not one of those two that I said.
Oh.
And, you know, I wrote this. I got really high and wrote all this down. All right, so here's the next round, you guys. Just jump in when you think you know who it might be. I feel an early adopters on this one. Gravity.
Owen.
Matt. Oh, shit.
No, Owen got in first.
Sandra Bullock?
That's correct.
Yeah, I just figured out the theme.
Yeah.
I figured out the theme.
All right.
I hope Castaway is the next
first movie.
So
now you're up to 2 points. If you can get three more of the exact same Sandra Bullock movies, you will be our winner in this game.
Okay, let's go.
If you can do it.
The Net.
That's a good call. That's a good call.
Sandra Bullock movie?
The audience
doesn't have a lot of confidence in that one.
Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, I think that's going to be there.
And one more.
While You're Sleeping. Oh, shut up!
I personally would have thought...
I know one. Well, too late now, isn't it?
Yeah, I would have thought Speed would have made the cut.
Yeah.
But you got Miss Congeniality is correct.
I know the other one.
But they went with The Proposal and Crash.
Oh! Not.
And Crash, of course, was... why didn't they go with the one she won the Oscar,
Oscar for?
Blindside.
Yeah.
That IMDb is weird. It's the IMDb is weird game, you guys. But that puts Owen with 3 points, and Matt's got negative one.
At least I'm on the board.
Yep. That is a way to look at it. You get a participant's award for sure. All right, here comes the next one. Billy Bob Thornton.
Is that the answer? Did you just give us the answer? Is that what happened? Is this Jeopardy now?
Oh, Matt. Matt. Matt.
What is Fargo? Matt. What is Fargo? Mike, Matt. What is Fargo?
I'm going to go with Sling Blade.
What is... Oh, and, shit. That was, yeah, I was going to say that one, too.
That's hilarious. I'll tell you what Sling Blade is. It's terrific. Motion picture.
Would you say that to
Tom
Petty?
That's so funny. I was so excited to do this one. Maybe I'll do this on the next episode. Because one of his four that they list is Princess Mononoke.
Wow.
That if somebody guessed that, they would win for good.
Yeah. He plays
that
the monk.
Be the winner
plays...
for forever.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Get it together, Doug. Don't say a name. Don't say a name. Don't say a name. All right, here's the next one. Forrest Gump. Shit! No, yes, Forrest Gump.
Owen? Should I not go? Should we let someone else go?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Tom Hanks.
Incorrect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Suck it.
That knocks you down to two.
Martha, can I guess?
Martha saying, I love the way you buzz in. Martha, may I? Yes, you may.
Is it Sally Field?
No.
Oh, my God.
Negative one. I'm starting to realize... I might have picked a game that could go on forever. All right, I'm going to give you more names.
Start naming some Jodie Foster movies, and I'm in.
Two people are still in this one. Shrek. Yeah, Forrest Gump and Shrek. Everyone should be confused. Wag the Dog.
Mike, I'm going to make a guess.
All right, dude.
Gary Sinise.
That is a terrific guess.
But obviously not correct.
Correct. You're on the board.
Oh!
Good.
Are you good clapping?
One. It's good.
He's on the board, negative one. You're clapping for that?
Oh, shit. I thought you said it was correct.
No, I said incorrect.
See, everyone was confused. Not just me. They didn't have any reason to be overexcited.
I thought.
It was just me.
This is yours to win, Matt.
Yeah. No, it really isn't.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if you've noticed, but I still haven't guessed. So.
Yeah, no, and you don't have to because you don't want to get that negative point. So I'm just going to give you the fourth name and we're going to move on because this one, I'd be very impressed if you put this together. Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, still not getting it.
Yeah. That's what IMDb just puts as the four top things on the page of Mr. Willie Nelson.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes
so
sense.
So he's got fucking songs in those movies.
Yeah.
Like, what? Come on. The guy acts in shit all the time.
Yeah. Why put Redheaded Stranger
Internet movie
or Honeysuckle
database.
Rose or...
Yeah.
Or The Journeyman or any of the rest of his great films.
Very strange.
Half-Baked.
Yeah. Of course Half-Baked. All right. Next one. Don't say the name. Don't say the name. Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good. The Wolf of Wall Street. Zero Dark Thirty. TV show called Friday Night Lights.
This we really...
Another TV show called Early Edition.
Oh, wow, this game is going to go on a long
Mike.
Time.
What do you got, Mike?
Doug Benson.
This feels so bad, that giving you negative two.
It's cool, it's fine.
For
I
saying me. Incorrect.
If we are the first to negative five, do we win that way, too?
No, you know what's going to happen when I run out of names and patience? I'm going to declare a winner.
I'll get this. Yeah. I'll get this right here.
All right. Oh, you got it?
No, not this. The next one.
Okay. Because I didn't say who it was.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, you haven't.
All right, I'll throw in one more, just this young lady up front is suggesting. King Kong. I don't know why that would help them.
But is it right?
But like,
I can't remember the first
Friday
movie
Friday Night Lights. Doesn't... You guys live in Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed
that. We're really unsupportive of our own town.
You probably saw this guy in a bar every once in a while.
I'm busy on Friday nights.
Really good actor. He's also in Carol. Anyway, we'll throw this one out. It was Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler.
He's the coach, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's probably when you did see him walking around town. You're probably like, it's the coach!
Clear heads, open hearts.
Pot of gold. All right. I might have to write this down on the piece of paper wrong because I want to just read the name first every time. But all right. The first movie for this person is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. The next movie is called Green Street Hooligans.
Fuck. Green Street Hooligans.
Green Street Hooligans. Yeah, that one threw me for a loop. The third film, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
What was the first movie?
It's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And then finally, the fourth one.
I feel like
The fourth one is Deep Impact. Deep Impact.
Owen?
Owen?
You could get a point. Can you just say it. Yell it out.
Don't yell it out, lady.
Tobey Maguire? What?
See what happens
right.
When you try? The audience turns on you.
Wait,
join us and keep your mouth shut.
Wait, what's that?
Let's play a different game. No,
it's
sort of the same game.
It was Elijah Wood? Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
What's happening? Why did you tell him? I was going to play a game. I was going to list everybody that I've said so far, Matthew McConaughey, Sandra Bullock, Billy Bob Thornton, Willie
They're
Nelson,
all Austin.
What do they all have in
Austin.
Common? And then that would have put you right into right. Elijah Wood territory, because he's one of those as well. He's here all the time. Yeah, those are all, they either live here or spend so much time here that people think they have property here.
We really sucked up that game for you, didn't we, Doug?
Well, you know, like, there's a lot to catch on to, and I think that with a new set of panelists...
It would be really good. I'm disappointed in
us. We have them waiting outside right now, and they're ready to go. Never in the history of the show have I needed a whole new backup panel. But we, you know, just.
I feel like if you want to give my spot away to somebody in the audience, I couldn't really fight it. You know what I mean? They're clearly.
Well, you know,
they're doing better at this than we are.
I jot all this shit down, and like, I think it's so clever. But you know, looking at it now, it's a lot of white questions. Doug loves movies so white. Hashtag Doug loves movies so white. You know what I'm saying? It's just Martha just doesn't see those movies or know those people. Were you close to guessing Elijah Wood when I cut you off?
Yeah, I was picturing his face, but I couldn't remember his name, so I wasn't close.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to give you a point for that. And that means in our first ever Jason and Deb's IMDb game, where I'm calling it and declaring Owen Edgerton the winner with 2 points.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I just wanted to be clear. I didn't think Tobey Maguire played Frodo. Let's just be clear. I just thought maybe he was like a, you know, like a hobbit in the background or something.
I'm not buying it.
I felt like a background hobbit at times.
Tobey was in Eternal Sunshine.
I guess he wasn't. I thought he was.
No, and he, I don't know if he was in Green Street Hooligans. I know nothing.
I don't even know what that is.
I know nothing of that. Yeah,
I heard of it.
I was like, what? They could have. He's Elijah Wood's been in a ton of shit. Like when he was a little kid, he was in a bunch of stuff, and he's always showing up with his crazy big eyes. I just saw him in this very theater just the other day in a movie called The Trust with Nicolas Cage, and it's the Nicolas Cage we know and love. It's nutty Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it's good.
He does some funny shit in
good.
It. Yeah. It's Vampire's Kiss, Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
Yeah. But also kind of mellow. It's a layered performance. Who's texting me during the show? Stop it. All right. We're going to play for the to determine who wins the bag. That was just basically just a warm-up game. Oh. No pressure, you guys. To determine who wins the bag tonight, though, we're going to play a round of Last Man Stanton. And Owen will get to go first since he won the first game. And then we'll go to... I'll go second, and then Martha, and then Mike, and Matt. And we're going to take turns. I like to play along in this one. We're going to take turns naming movies from one particular actor or actress. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you get one lifeline. Each of you gets to use the person whose name tag that you're playing for as a lifeline. So at one point, they may come to you with an answer. It'll probably be deep into the game, or it'll be very hard, and it will not... I would not blame you if you don't have an answer.
They just watched us on that last one. I think everyone's prepping their answer right away. They're just like, we're gonna, that lifeline's going to come early.
I better be ready on the first round.
As soon as you hear, think about something.
Yeah. No, definitely think about it. You definitely want to be there for them when they need you. And I always get, I let somebody from the audience determine what name we're going to use. And I get requests on Twitter. And the one I saw earliest today... that caught my eye is someone named Agkbart. Agkbart. Are you here? That's you? Wow, right up front. That happens a lot. Sometimes it's even one of the name tags we chose. We didn't pick your name tag, did we? Okay, good. All right.
For a minute, I thought that was the name of the actor. Like, I don't know any of Agkbart's work. I'm going to be out first round.
All right, here we go. Owen, start us off. The films of A.K. Bart.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Just guess. If you don't know who he is, just go ahead and guess something.
I've had that feeling the entire game.
All right, what's your name for us to use today? Paul Walker.
Hope you guys know how to count to seven. Here we go. Oh, my. It's the eighth one that's going to kill us.
Oh, shit.
That's
let's do it. Let's do it, but it doesn't count. I just want to do it really quick just to see what happens.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll start.
Okay, start us off.
I'm just going to start in the end. Furious 7.
Okay. I gotta say it because it's one of the funniest titles to me because it sounds like a description of something you'd get in a back alley from a prostitute. Fast Five. Martha, any movie starring the great, late Paul Walker?
The original Fast and Furious.
Very good. Full title?
Fast and Furious, right? I don't. Uh-oh. I'm sorry, Bo. We're not gonna win. I just. There's no way.
Now listen, Beef can help you out. What do you think the full title of the first one is? Yeah, I think it has the at the beginning. Do you want to go with us, or do you want to stick with your original answer?
But does that mean I can't use a lifeline later?
No, you can use them all you want.
Okay. Then I'll go with Bo. With his answer.
I think that's a good call, right? Okay. Mike, can you name another one?
I'm going to go Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes! Nicely done. We're running out of time.
I'll go with Fast and Furious 3, Reloaded. Seems likely. I don't know. I don't know.
I thought you'd be so good at this. All right.
Fast and Furious 3.
No, sorry, don't know dude. It. You're out.
Oh.
All right, Owen.
I know this Tokyo Twist is...
Drift.
Tokyo...
Oh, the old Tokyo Twist. They go all the way to Japan just to get their nipples
faster,
tweaked.
Faster and more furious.
So you're out.
Faster and really angry.
It's called, I think, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, because I probably might be, Fast and Furious 3... Tokyo Drift.
But that's basically what I said.
And he's not in it, so I'm out. Yeah, he fucking ditched out for one.
Well, I thought it was in a dream sequence.
Yeah.
A flashback.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter that I got the correct title.
He ditched out for what movie? To do that, he did another big movie during that time.
Oh, maybe he did something else, but let's...
Martha's going to tell us what it is.
Let's hold off for a second. Don't say anything yet, you guys. We're still...
So I'm out, right?
...crawling our way. I'm out, you're out. So the three in the middle here. Oh, Matt's out. It's just Martha and Mike. And Martha gets her... can use her lifeline if she'd like. Or if you think you know another one.
Wait, if I use the lifeline now, are we going to play another game after this?
Yes. Time permitting.
I feel like we should save the lifeline for the other game.
No, you can use it both times.
Oh, then again, thanks. Bo, do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, what do you think, Bo? Brick Mansions. It's true.
Hey, yeah. Great.
Yeah, those came out posthumously, but it was definitely a thing.
He was alive in the film.
It's a weird name for a racing movie.
No, yeah, it's not like a real estate version of Weekend at Bernie's. He was alive when they made it. Mike, do you have one?
I've never seen any of those Fast and Furious.
Sure.
I've never seen a movie with Paul Walker in it. So.
I wouldn't imagine.
I'm going to refer to Maddie here. There you go. Sounds good.
He goes Fast and Furious 4. And that can't be right, right? Yeah.
Well, we tried.
Yeah. So Mike's out. Do you have one more, Martha?
No.
You should do your lifeline again. Can she do another lifeline?
Well, I don't think he's got another one. Do you have another one?
The Lazarus Project.
The Lazarus Project.
Yeah, I trust that dude. He seems like he got on the edge of his seat. When Paul Walker's name came out, he got a huge erection. He got all excited. He's like, I fucking got this.
It was a really huge erection. I saw it.
He's in it.
Too.
I believe he calls it a boner, remember?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Sorry. My bad.
Full circle.
My bad. Well done. Circle.
I got a couple more just to show off. She's all that.
Ah.
Go ahead.
And Varsity Blues.
Oh.
Deep Blue Sea, somebody says?
Meet the Deedles.
He was in Meet the Deedles?
No, she just pulled her pants down. What did they do? Was Meet the Deedles, they like re-recorded everything with American voices? Because isn't that a New Zealand movie?
No, I screen tested. I remember it. It was a
Meet
Disney movie.
Meet the Deedles?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were a family. They lived out in a national forest park thing. Yellowstone. Was it Yellowstone?
Feebles. I'm thinking of the Feebles.
That's very different.
Meet the Feebles.
It's a very different movie.
That would be our brains.
Those are not a good idea to mix those two up.
Yeah.
They're a lot different.
Hey, kids.
It's like the difference between Fraggle Rock and Fraggle Cock. So, let's play a game for reals.
All right.
Good.
That was just for fun.
Now I'm warmed up.
I had other people on Twitter saying that they had a good suggestion, but I don't know how quickly I could pull their names up. So let's, let me see real quick here. What? Somebody's giving me a corrections department. I might as well just cover it right now. Forrest Whitaker was in Repo Men, not Repo Man.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's important.
This One guy of them... says he can finally sleep. It'd be so funny if we look over and you're just in your chair sleeping. I'll go down to the show. Maybe something will happen and I'll be able to finally sleep. Something that's been bothering me. Okay, here we go. This person wrote to me, dude, period. I have a name for best man Stanton that will blow your mind. I'm a psychology professor, so I know such things. Is he here today? That's you?
Oh, good.
Right.
Clearly, you can see this panel is very well versed, so let's blow some minds.
And I'm a little afraid to pronounce your name on Twitter, but I'm going to try. Is it Jalupia? Jalupi. Okay. His name's Jalupi. And he's got four followers. I mean, he just started with this tweet about this show, so all aboard the Jalopy Express. And blow our minds, dude. What, who should we play for Last Man Stanton?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Mind is blown. All right, go ahead and start us off there, Owen.
Oh, I have to start again?
Yeah, but you still have your lifeline.
Okay, because I get him confused with other people sometimes. And I know he's the funky one, right?
Oh, well, let me describe who he is. Okay. He was in...
Yeah?
He's hit the TV show Entourage is based on his life.
Okay, I'm gonna start.
That guy.
I'm gonna start out with.
It's a guy that would act like that.
I'm gonna start out with Ted 2.
Yeah, that's great. Excellent.
Thank you.
Way to get
okay
it going.
Start. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried, a little shy now, but Ted 2.
All right. I'll say Boogie Nights. Because I just got yelled at in a plastic box by Michael Rappaport. I was on his radio show, and it was one of those ones where you're in a fishbowl and the audience is all outside. And he was yelling at me because I didn't... He said, what five movies would you take on a desert island? And I named five movies, and he yelled at me for not including Boogie Nights. And I had to admit, he was right. I don't know why I fucking left off Boogie Nights. It's a really good... Desert Island.
Also,
movie.
It's long, and if you're going to be on a desert island, you don't want to.
It's got sex, it's got comedy, it's got a guy lighting off firecrackers.
Yeah.
All right, Martha.
I'm going to.
Everything you'd want.
I'm just going to take the easy route and go with Ted.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I said Boogie Nights, because I wanted somebody else to have the satisfaction of just saying Ted.
I feel kind
of
robbed.
Mike, any Mark Wahlberg movie?
I'm going to go I Heart Huckabees.
Yes. I'm even drawing the heart as the official part of the title. Matt Bearden.
I'm torn because I kind of think I should do the lifeline, but I think I have this one, and I'm sorry if I fuck it up and everyone gets mad, but was he in The Departed?
The Departed.
And what I meant was firmly, I know he was in The Departed, nailed it.
All right, that's good.
Unless they say no.
Could have used your lifeline, but you...
You didn't.
He didn't. He did it.
No, I'm going to trust my person out there to be reading their phone now.
No reading your phones. Nobody's paying attention also.
I'm going to go with Planet of the Apes, Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Not a very good movie.
Yeah, there's really no reason to bring that up in polite company.
That's the one I would accidentally choose to take on an island. I mispacked. I've got Planet of the Apes.
I'm going to just go recent, most recent, and say Daddy's Home. Yeah. Good for him. Back to you, Martha.
The Other Guys.
Mm-hmm. See, that was did that trigger that when I said that one? You're like, oh,
no.
The other one with Will Ferrell? No. It did not. Mike?
The Fighter.
Mm-hmm. Might be my favorite Mark Wahlberg. That or Boogie Nights, I think. Matthew?
Carla, I'm going to need your help. Lifeline.
Oh.
The Italian,
Italian
Job, I'd like to
job.
Say. Nice.
Yes. The Italian Job to me sounds like something that's a little longer than a Fast Five. They take their time in Italian. In Italy.
the olive oil makes it nicer.
They give you a basket of bread first.
Bottomless
hey,
salad.
When you're here, you're family.
I'm going to go with Date Night. Ooh. I'm choosing movies I don't think are very good every time.
I see what way you're going there with that. I'm going to say something that you know I put out on the table pretty early on, but I'll go ahead and take it right now. He's in Entourage, the movie. He has an appearance as himself, super charming, hilarious. Can't wait to have him back on the show, Martha.
Is he in Four Kings? Sorry, Bo.
Okay, here's a guy in the audience. Yes. Yes, he is. No, that's incorrect, but we got to go to Mike right away with the correction.
I'm going
to
steal that and say Three Kings.
Three Kings is the name of the movie.
I have no ethics whatsoever.
No,
zero.
That's sorry. How that's how you play the game. You kick everybody when they're down as hard as you can. No, you did a good job there. Get to hold off on using your lifeline. Matt used his lifeline.
I did, so I'll have to go with Two Kings, the predecessor to the King's
he
Fortune.
He just churns out the sequels.
A King's Ransom. Yeah, I'm out of my, I'm not, yeah, I feel terrible. I've let you down, Carla, I apologize.
She says it's okay.
Fuck, I'll kill myself. Gosh,
my mind is being blown with this name. I feel bad, I know there's so many, but I'm gonna have to go to my lifeline. Brian, I need some help here. Two guns.
Two guns. Three Kings, two guns.
Ten. It's and a baby.
It's a numbers game.
Oh, speaking of two guns, Shooter. Is there a the on it?
No.
All right, good. Who's up?
Maddie, you're needed.
Huh? Oh.
Wow.
Oh, he's
wow.
blanking out. We did say a lot of them. Does your anyone sitting around, you want to whisper one in your ear?
Please, whisper quickly. Yes, Four Brothers, a number.
Yeah, you think
theme.
You would have known that one.
There you go.
Andre 3000's in it.
That's right.
Yeah, Four Brothers. Good job, Lifeline.
There you go. That's You're my Lifeline alive. Community over there. I appreciate them.
Oh, I just thought of a good one.
Oh, no. Is it me again?
Yeah.
It's not quite feature length, but the behind the music for Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch on VH1. He plays himself and Marky Mark.
I think that was called Rockstar.
Damn it.
Or maybe it was called Contraband. Or maybe it was called. Oh, shit. I can't think of any more. But that means that Mike won the game. Mike pulled it out.
Good job, Mike. Good job, Mike. Good job.
Fear, of course. What else?
The Happening, damn it.
Lone Survivor, Transformers, Age of Extinction.
Why is everyone yelling at me? I don't understand.
Fear.
Fear,
fear
yeah,
is good. Fear is good.
Invincible, yeah.
Oh. Invincible, damn it.
The Gambler.
He would have been great in all these movies.
He really churns them out. He works hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. What Basketball Diaries? Go back to the beginning. Rivalry between him and Leo started right there. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg does not have his Oscar yet. Oh.
Was he in the town?
Oh, it's back in. It's back in. Really, you guys are great at this. I apologize to the occasional person that's like, this has never happened to me.
I've never been to a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Oh, gosh.
This is like the music portion of Doug Loves Movies. Like, it's like a concert.
Might as well be, yeah. You guys are doing great.
He kept a hand up like Steph Curry. That was great.
This is the most exercise this audience has ever had.
Mike Eagle with the kick back into the crowd.
That's right.
Oh, look at that. They got some height on that one. Oh, it's on the ground. Burn yourself.
Whoa.
One of the weird parts of my cult.
Oh, gosh.
They are hitting around a ball filled with carbon dioxide that used to be in your body. Let us not forget that.
If it pops, we're all high.
Think about that. They are literally just passing around a giant wad of
THC. Pass around the blood of Doug.
Sorry.
All who touch Doug's breath will be enriched.
It's just a green and white lung.
All right, where's Maddie at? Where are you at, Maddie? Come get your prize pile.
Yeah.
I apologize for the piliness of it. Oh, look at him go.
He's good. He's a collector.
There you go. Don't forget your sippy cup.
Maybe you could repack it and get it all in there. I don't know. It's tough.
The ball is still going.
Oh, there's an occasional victim of a...
It keeps going to that couple, those two, and they never hit it. Those two people...
They're very into each other. They're not paying attention to any of the rest of us.
A lot of people make out at my shows. It's a pretty sexy program to make out to while people... This is so much cleaner than throwing donuts at everybody. I don't know what it's going to be like to listen to, but... Go ahead and pass your name tags down, or at least the part where they wrote a shithead on there. Maddie can just have his back.
Okay.
Or Martha can hold it for the rest of the show. but yeah, pass me down the shitheads, you guys. And Owen, what do you got to plug? What's coming up with you and Master Pancake?
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of different shows where we make fun of movies at the Alamo.
Alamo, here in Austin.
So yeah, we'll be doing that. We'll be doing that every Friday and Saturday until we die.
It's so much fun, and you're at Owen Edgerton, E-G-E-R-T-O-N.
That's right.
On Twitter. Yes. Don't those guys, those Edgerton actors, don't they drive you crazy?
They do.
Because one of them spells it one way, and one of them spells it the other way.
I know. We meet up every so often.
And there's brothers. I get them. I can't keep them straight.
I know. It's horrible.
But they do great work.
Yeah, they do.
All the Edgertons are great.
Oh, you know, I'm actually Owen underscore Edgerton.
Thank God we cleared that
up. Thank you.
That would have been some other Owen Edgerton was really going to collect some hits. Matt Bearden, tell us your Twitter thingy.
Twitter's Matt Bearden and all that stuff. Coming up on the 29th of March, I do a comedy show that's stolen from Shark Tank. It's called Piranha, where I get comics together to buy jokes off of other people and roast each other, and it's fun. And next week's panel will be Chris Cubis, who's a regular guest on Doug Loves Movies. And then I'm also very excited about this, but Johnny Hardwick, who you might know as Dale Gribble from King of the Hill, will also be on our panel, and it should be fun. And then also, every morning from 6 to 10 a.m. in the week, listen to Jason and Deb, who stumped our asses this morning. So they get that for sure. Ah, you're here! Jason, well, half of Jason and Deb's here. So
give them more than half.
Wow, that was a little rude.
Deb is a little lady. She's small.
You've never run into her in a hallway on a bad day.
What? Your bad day or her bad day?
She's like, she gets mean.
Really?
She's yelled at
What's the meanest thing she's ever said to you?
She'll make me go fuck myself one day.
Whoa.
No, but that's British, talk for a good morning.
She said, keep your fucking mouth shut, is what she said to me.
Well,
we got over it.
Was your mouth moving at the time?
I was trying to ease a fight between her and somebody else, and she did not want me in it.
There you go.
She did not want me in it.
The way you told the story initially sounded like she said that out of nowhere. But you were the guy stepping in while she's trying to fight somebody. So, of course, she's going to lash out at you.
Well, you made that sound like it's perfectly reasonable. I was trying to keep the peace.
Well, great job, and thank you for being here today.
Yeah. Go back and hang out with my 3-year-old who fucking hates me.
Your 3-year-old likes me.
Yeah, the one you called stupid earlier.
That's the one.
That sounded sexual, and I didn't mean for it to sound that
way. It's okay.
Your 3-year-old is so into me.
Yeah.
Your 3-year-old was like, what fragrance is that?
It was weird. I'm sorry for that weird moment.
No, it's okay. What's weird is how much you've touched me since you said that.
But I feel
like
bad.
4 or 5 times.
I know.
It's hairless.
It's nice.
The show is changing rapidly at near the end.
This is Podcast Erotica.
Open Mike Eagle, what's going on with you? Can you plug some stuff?
Yeah, I'm dropping an album next week. It's this coming Friday, and it's called Hella Personal Film Festival. And you can buy that anywhere where they sell music still.
All right. I know one of those places. Martha Kelly, season 2 of Baskets, starts filming in September. But in the meanwhile, where can these people see you do your stand-up comedies?
Is it okay if I say 2 things?
Yes.
Next week, the 24th through the 26th, If there's anyone in New York, I'll be opening for Louis Anderson at Caroline's on Broadway. And then that's...
Who plays Zach's mother on Baskets?
Yes.
Nice.
Super funny. And then April 1st, I'm doing a show at the Paper Tiger in San Antonio. And sorry it's in San Antonio, but...
They were excited about
they were
San
excited.
Antonio.
From San Antonio.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nice people there. It's
we got
just...
some essays in the house.
That's it. Thank
all right.
You.
Yeah, I had a blast the last time I was in San Antonio. One more time for all of my guests. Martha Kelly, Open Mike Eagle, Owen Edgerton, and Matt Bearden. And as always... My boss, who is trying to get me fired, is a shithead. Do you want me to say his name?
No.
Okay. Good call, good call. Cameron Ortega is a shithead? That's some personal stuff, right? And superdelegates are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eisenbold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Thanks you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your night.